Thank you, Sarah. Our final news stories include warnings of fewer nurses qualifying in the years ahead and an ex-City footballer on a mission to help others. But first, how the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has overpaid nearly £3 million to the firm which built it.
It is a sum of money which could be spent on hundreds of operations for patients, extra medical staff, or even an entire rehabilitation unit. Instead, the region's cash-strapped Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has handed over £2.9 million more than necessary to the private company that built and maintains it, according to financial documents. Now three Norfolk MPs are demanding answers about what has happened to that seven-figure sum. It raises a question about the NNUH's Private Finance Initiative, PFD contract, which sees the hospital paying tens of millions of pounds each year to the business consortium Octagon, which leases the facility back to the hospital's trust. Documents suggest that the NNUH has been overpaying Octagon for hundreds of thousands of pounds each year since this opened in 2001, amounting to at least £2.9 million, and has known about it since 2014. The trust has twice refused to say if it was aware of the overspend or had reclaimed the money it could be entitled to. Octagon Healthcare also refused to comment.
Two men are under arrest after a dramatic police pursuit in the early hours following a village shop burglary. Officers chased burglary suspects in a car from Spixworth News and Convenience Store on Crosswick Lane in Norwich City Centre. They were called after thieves stole between £4,000 and £5,000 worth of cigarettes from the Spixworth shop. Two men in their 30s were arrested separately later that morning in Anglia Square and St Augustine Street after their green Ford Focus crashed on nearby Pitt Street.
A group of Italian students took part in a pancake challenge at the Maidshead Hotel in Norwich to mark Shrove Tuesday. The students from Istituto Tecnico per il Turismo in Treviso, Northern Italy, were victorious in a timed pancake-making competition against a team of staff from the Maid's Head, the English Experience and Lift Chair. Meanwhile, flippers raced round a course at the Forum in the city centre to raise about £1,000 for East Anglia Children's Hospices. The Flip It for each event saw 12 corporate teams compete for prizes while tossing pancakes made by trainee chefs from City College, Norwich, who also took part in the race. And a team at the Norwich Cathedral took part in their annual Shrove Tuesday pancake race on the Cathedral Closer's Lower Green.
His brave decision to open up about his struggles with mental health shone a spotlight on a sensitive issue. Now, former Norwich City footballer Cedric Anselin says that sharing his story was a turning point in his recovery and has encouraged others to do the same. The 39-year-old said that his interview with the Evening News 3 months ago opened up a number of doors, including becoming a new mental health ambassador for Norfolk County Council and the FA. He now wants to use his story to help others, saying that he feels it his duty to inspire people to seek help and that some had already been in touch to say that they have followed his example.
Spades were in hand and welly boots on foot as teachers, parents and pupils pushed on with the school improvement project. Last year, Wensum Junior School was awarded £12,000 through Tesco's Bags of Help scheme, which sees the supermarket donate the 5 pence plastic bag charge to community initiatives. Working with Goldcrest Outdoor Education, the school submitted a bid to revamp its field by building a pond, horticultural area, community orchard, forest school and chicken coop. Though some of the work on the pond was started during half term, on Tuesday, over morning and afternoon sessions, parents, pupils and teachers took part in a big dig to push the project along. Peter Hubery, deputy head teacher at the school, said he was staggered at the amount the school received. "It's a huge sum of money and it's great for us," he said.
A man found in woodland near Little Plumstead following a missing persons appeal and police search has been confirmed as unemployed 43-year-old David Howell. Norfolk Police launched an appeal to find Mr. Howell, originally from Downham Market, who they considered as vulnerable. Members of Norfolk Lowland Search and Rescue Team discovered Mr. Howell's body about a mile and a half from Little Plumstead at Black Hill Woods. At the opening of the inquest into his death, area coroner Yvonne Blake said that the medical cause of death was hanging. It was confirmed that he had been known to the mental health services.
The new regional head of the world's largest nursing union has sounded a warning over an expected drop in the number of nurses qualifying in the next few years. Teresa Boudry, 52, who was born and bred in Norwich, has become the Royal College of Nursing, RCN, head of its East of England branch. In her first interview, she said, "Not enough nurses are being recruited and trained. Nurses and healthcare assistants are not taking breaks at work because of the immense pressure they're under. The healthcare system is not adapting fast enough to the changes in technology and treatment."
8 people were arrested before and during the derby match between Norwich City and Ipswich Town, with police thanking fans overall for showing good spirit. 2 people were arrested for attempting to encroach on the pitch, and 2 other people were arrested for letting off smoke bombs in 2 separate incidents, one in the home stand and one in the away stand. 3 other supporters were arrested for breaching direction to leave notices, and 1 person was arrested for trying to enter the stadium while drunk. Around 27,000 fans went to the game, which finished 1-1, including roughly 2,000 Ipswich fans.
Another Norwich pub looks to have closed its doors for the final time, with plans lodged to convert it into homes for students. No pints have been pulled at the Freed Man pub in West Earlham since June 2015, and developers are asking city councillors for the go-ahead to convert it. The residential units will be subdivided into up to 7 rooms around a common room, kitchen, and space to relax. And developers say that with the site so close to the UEA campus, students could cycle or walk to the university, so there will be no spaces for cars.